Sarah Tincher, City Guide with Sarah Tincher, the managing editor of Grand Rapids Magazine. Busy weekend. Bet you're going to start with St. Patrick's Day activities.
You are correct, Shelley. As tomorrow is finally St. Patrick's Day. If you're Irish like I am, I'm excited. So
you're wearing green.
I am. You're ahead of the ball game already.
Actually, you and we're going to do a selfie today.
We have to.
All right. Sorry, Erin. You're a purple kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm in purple.
Okay, go for it.
So there are a few ways to celebrate the holiday this weekend. Starting tomorrow night, you have all weekend long to see the Grand Rapids Symphony's St. Patrick's Day celebration with guest vocalist Kathy Ryan. Shows start at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 on Sunday at DeVos Performance Hall. And, of course, the city's 7th annual Irish on Ionia St. Patrick's Day Street Festival kicks off at 7 a.m. on Saturday on Ionia Avenue between Fulton and Oak Streets. You can visit irishonionia.com for more details. And Grand Rapids already held its St. Patty's Day Parade last weekend, but you can head over to Muskegon at 11 a.m. on Saturday for the Muskegon St. Patrick's Day Parade, which starts at 4th Street and Clay Avenue. Then at noon on Saturday, Holland will host its own parade featuring Irish dancers and bagpipers. How fun. The parade starts at the 8th Street Marketplace and travels east to New Holland Brewing Company. Or you could check out the Pets for Vets breakfast at 9 to noon on Saturday at the Bob, where you'll find St. Patrick's-themed pancakes. That's still technically St. Patrick's Day celebration and other yummy breakfast choices. Proceeds benefit the Pets for Vets of West Michigan, so can't beat that. But if you're not quite into the St. Patrick's Day spirit, that's okay. There's still plenty to do. If you missed the last two nights, you still have tonight to see Broadway Grand Rapids perform the rock musical Rent at 7:30 at DeVos Performance Hall. Check out BroadwayGrandRapids.com for more information. You also have another chance this weekend to see the GR Civic Theater present Ragtime, the classic story of the American experience set at the beginning of the 20th century, at 7:30 tonight through Saturday night and again at 2 on Sunday. Visit grct.org for more details there. And tonight only, head over to the Van Singel Fine Arts Center and Byron Center for the one-man Star Wars trilogy. It's the ever-popular Star Wars parody by Charles Ross. Mm. The show starts at 7:30. Tickets are $24.50 for adults and $16.50 for students. He's been doing the show, I looked it up, since like 2001.
Goodness.
So, I mean, he's well-practiced in it for sure, but it seems interesting.
It's had a lot of work.
It does. It really does. It's a one-man show, but I'm sure he knows what he's doing by now. And tomorrow night, the Grand Rapids Griffins will be home once again, facing the Chicago Wolves at Van Andel Arena at 7 p.m. Or if you're into jazz music, the Grammy-nominated jazz singer Stacey Kent will be performing at the Frauenthal Theater at 7:30 tomorrow night. The concert is free, but you do need to reserve a ticket. You can find box office hours and other information on the theater's website, frauenthal.org.
A free event at the Frauenthal Theater, jazz singer Stacey Kent. I mean, you often say nothing's free. This looks like this might work.
It does.
You might want a beverage or something, but you know, cool.
It could be free if you really wanted it to be. Yeah. And those of you in need of a good laugh, speaking of free shows, can head over to the Master Arts Theater for two separate comedy events this weekend. As part of Laugh Fest, you can see a double comedy feature with the shows Curses Foiled Again and The Old Cookie Shop at 6:30 Friday and Saturday. Then the Master Arts Improv team presents Contents Under Pressure show at 8:30 both nights. The shows are all free, and seating is first come, first served. And as a side note, I mentioned the last week that Laugh Fest is going on throughout the week. There's so much going on, there's no way I can talk about it all, but it's featuring all kinds of events throughout the area, more than one venue. You can see the full schedule at laughfestgr.org. I think there's a free one tonight at the Pyramids game that I'm going to check out. So, yeah, check it out. And if you're looking for a place to take the kids this weekend, the Grand Rapids Symphony presents The Little Engine That Could, a 45-minute concert for kids ages 3 and up at 10:15 and 11:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Resurrection Life Church in Granville. The Grand Rapids Ballet's junior company will also present the story of a newly emerged butterfly at the Who Am I? A Butterfly Ballet at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. at Meyer Gardens on Saturday. And on Sunday, the Holland Symphony Orchestra will present a family concert, Discovering New Worlds, at 3:30 p.m. at Zeeland East High School. And last but certainly not least, we have a country music star, Miranda Lambert, with Old Dominion and Aubrey Sellers performing at 7 p.m. Sunday night at Van Andel. When I checked yesterday, there were still tickets available, but I have a feeling she might sell out because she's a pretty big artist by Sunday. So hurry up and get your tickets now.
Yeah,
Great. All right. Thank you for that, Sarah. We also always like to ask for a couple of features. The March issue, way out and about. Tell me about what you like to share.
So it seems like I'm here a lot of Thursdays this month, so I'm running out of features to share, but there's still a couple that I haven't gone over yet. You can see on the cover, Michigan House returns to South by Southwest. There you can read about Liner Notes columnist Nicole Ray. She talked to the owners of Michigan House, which is a pop-up space that travels from city to city to bring the best parts of Michigan to the rest of the world. It's pretty neat. Project. This week, the group traveled to its third event in Austin, Texas. They're there right now, I believe, to be part of the South by Southwest conference and festivals. The first few projects at South by Southwest, you know, by Michigan House, were held in actual houses that were transformed into Michigan Havens. But this month, the house will actually be held in a large gymnasium inside a church where visitors can grab a cocktail mixed with Michigan-made vodka, hear a Michigan band perform, or join in panel discussion. It's really neat, you know, that they're really kind of bringing the best parts of Michigan to other people because, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people they're meeting who aren't from here or have never been here, and so they can see what we have to offer. That's a pretty neat project. I talked about this one a couple weeks ago, but it's just so great. I have to talk about it again. In With the Old, on page 32, one of our feature articles this month focused on sort of a trendy topic. If you ever watch HGTV, I'm sure you've noticed the recent emphasis on repurposing old or used materials in newer homes. Mm-hmm. And that's not just happening on TV, though. Plenty of Grand Rapidians have started finding innovative ways to incorporate used goods into their homes. Designer Jeffrey Roberts, for example, helps all sorts of clients find ways to make use of the things you can find in a thrift store or even around your house, like wooden wine crates, for example, is one that he talked about. Pieces of fabric, old bottle caps. He walks around with his dog, he told a writer, to find, you know, old items. Some people call it garbage, but and finds a purpose for it. Kind of keeping stuff out of the landfill, so that's nice. A lot of people are even finding use for old barn wood, clawfoot tubs, vintage light fixtures, panel doors, all kinds of stuff. And in case you're interested in doing this sort of thing, you don't know where to start. The story also points readers into the right direction toward places like Odom Reuse and Pitch Salvage Store, where you can find lumber and all kinds of other stuff. They, you know, when they knock down old houses, they find like crown molding and things like that and, you know, fix it up, make it look nice, and people can buy it for a lot cheaper than you could buy it for new. But,
and like I say, it keeps it out of the landfill to keep our earth clean for the future. How do we find out more information about Grand Rapids Magazine, Sarah?
You can find more on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and online at www.grmag.com.